Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, we'll get back to the phones momentarily right now. Football. I'd like to start this week's Blitz by just asking a question. Is the Big Ten Network the worst network in history? Yes? Good. All right, let's move on.
Well, Mike, I got more receipts for you. I'm kidding.
Go to hell. David, let's go.
Let's get into week one.
I watched everything this weekend.
Of college football here. Let's just start with Florida State. Let's just do it. They're 0-2 after losing to Boston College. Did we have the wrong Florida coach on the first fired list?
You know what? Let me just first of all say to this beautiful man who sits in front of me, I was wrong.
You're fine.
I apologize. I feel like I've let the listeners down. I thought Florida State would be in the college football playoffs. They would not win the ACC, but I thought they were going to be good enough to finish second.
Let me give you the Boston College highlights.
I have failed you.
Let me give you here's BC Florida State in a soundbite.
Yeah. DJ, you were bad at three different schools. You just may be bad.
One of the greatest grifts in college football history.
I mean, I thought it was going to be Quinn Ewers, but he all of a sudden turned it around.
Here's the point. Florida State will be a case study for something, and we can't get into a deep discussion now, but think this over. NIL, portal era, they're 0-2, season off the rails early, players have no reason to be loyal, no reason to, I gotta be ready for next year. The agents are already going, hey, you're up out of there. We got a sweet offer from Baylor for you.
See, I thought you were going to go the other way, David. And real quick, I think it's a case study. Nick Saban put it best. In the portal era, if you get bleep right,
you're bleep out of luck.
Right. You win. If you get it wrong, you're bleep out of luck. And that's what happened. I mean, think about it. All the guys they got last year. They got the two D linemen who ended up playing.
Jared Verse getting
drafted by the Rams. They got Keon Coleman. They got their quarterback. They got all these different people.
This year they got Gary Coleman.
So, yeah, you get the portal right, it works. You don't, yeah.
So let me give you a list of teams that maybe you may be more confident in after week one. Miami, Penn State, Iowa. Iowa scored 40 points.
I don't care.
In a game.
They were playing the Iowa Farmers Association.
It doesn't matter. They've never scored 40 like that before.
Yeah, I got to give them.
Cam Ward went and destroyed Florida. He won 41-17 on the road. That was a great.
You know what, David? Here's the thing. Maybe, just maybe, Michigan should have went and kissed and made up with Cade McNamara and brought him back this year. And you would have had a QB.
No, that's outrageous. No.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Come on.
Are we sure?
You're being a troll.
It's not being a troll, Mike. Iowa's offense.
If you want to say they should have gone to the portal and gotten Cam Ward, I agree with you.
He was never returning.
I'm saying he knows the offense, and all of a sudden, Iowa looked like a real team. The defense was there. They pitched a shutout, but offensively, they're scoring points. Miami, you nailed that one. You caught Cam Ward looked like he was him. I mean, I love the fact that the Miami players ran over to the Florida sideline and told the recruits, you're at the wrong school. You need to come to Miami. We run the state. And they weren't lying, David.
Oddly enough, that's what MSU is going to do to Prairie View.
Don't go to Prairie View. Nah, you probably still want to go to Prairie View if you're a band member.
So
the team I have the most confidence in, though, David, truly you didn't list them. Okay. It's Notre Dame.
Oh, I was going to get to Notre Dame and Texas.
Let's just do it right now. Notre Dame had the virtuoso performance of the weekend. To do it against A&M is one thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't neutral site. It was in the belly of the beast, one of the five hardest places to play in America. And that offensive line, Riley Leonard, the running game, and most importantly, Marcus Freeman's baby, the defense, I couldn't be more impressed. They're a playoff team. They're in.
Oh, no. Notre Dame locked up a spot in the playoffs. They won't get a bye, but you're going to be playing somebody in South Bend in December. So you're going to Notre Dame. They're in. The team I was most impressed with, you didn't mention either, David, and it was USC.
I was going to get to them next. All right, let's do it.
USC impressed me because all of a sudden they have a defense. They've always had offense, but it was the high-scoring 45 to 42 type of game where it was whoever had the ball last. They went out there and just shut down LSU. And that's an SEC team. That's not, you know, Louisiana Tech. I was impressed. And all of a sudden, now I look at the Big Ten and say it just got that much harder.
Well, speaking of the Big Ten, let's talk about a team that you may be less confident in. Just one. We're not going to talk about Clemson. Just one. Oregon. They struggled to beat Idaho. They won 24-14. They struggled a little bit.
David, nothing about that game made sense because they they outganged them by a ton. I mean, everything looked like that should have been a 40-0 type of game. Yet it was a 3-point game late into the fourth quarter when they had to, like, what just happened here?
Look, I treat the Oregon thing like the Michigan thing or even Ohio State in the first half of their game. I'm not ready to go crazy about it, but was it a little jarring? Yeah. Idaho's not even a Division I team.
But the fact that they dominated in every stat, if I covered up the score, you would say, oh, they must have won like 42-3. Nope, 24-14.
Well, this weekend they'll get tested because Boise's going to come to town with, in my opinion, the best running back in America, Ashton Jeanty. So if they're not on their game.
I think he just scored again.
He did.
Well,
where was that on the prop bet casino?
Oh, that mistakes were made.
Ashton Jeanty, like six touchdowns.
Here's the thing. And David, they sent me the Heisman thing in the mail here, and I'm like, who the heck is this? I now know who it is.
Yeah, let me get to that.
You got one, too. You just don't open your mail.
Because what I'm going to try to do every week is get to a Heisman spotlight, and he was my first one for this week because I find myself turning to ESPNU because the game was close at some point.
It was close for a moment when Georgia Southern scored to go up 37-36,
yes.
And you go, wow. Cutscene, Boise scores the next 28 points.
Yeah.
It was wild, but I was thinking in my head when they took the lead, I'm like, this is going to be the game that decides the college football playoff?
You got to remember, too, though, is David, you got a team who's up north, and you're on the road in Statesboro, Georgia, where the mosquitoes are the size of human beings, and it's 100% humidity. That's your AD hates your guts for sending you down there to play.
Yeah. I will say this, David, on the flip side.
Yeah.
I'm just going to add this to the report. Clemson, can we just officially bury them? Like between Dabo, I don't think Dabo gets fired this in the middle of the year.
But why shouldn't? No, not middle of the year, but at the end of this year. What are the justifiable reasons Dabo's there?
There aren't any.
He refuses to adapt and put the program that he is handsomely paid to run in the best positions to succeed. F you. Goodbye.
Here's how you know Dabo's worth. He's won multiple titles, correct?
Past tense.
But, no. When the best program in America, Alabama, who he graduated and played for, does not give him an interview to take over as a head coach, that should tell you everything you need to know about him because that's a shoe-in right there. If you want to keep this thing rolling, you don't go out to Seattle and take the Washington coach. You go right to Dabo and say, come on home.
Well, you don't go and get this bum who won't use the portal.
And that's what I'm saying. The game has – we're watching the game pass him by.
You were right on Clemson. It's over. I just shut the door on Nona. Casket closed, lower in the ground.
Wait, but was that a beep?
Nope, doesn't matter.
Nope, not a beep. And the last that I want to spotlight on the Heisman spotlight outside of Jackson Dart, they played Furman, is Arizona wide receiver Ted Orola McMillan or T-Mac, 10 receptions, 304 yards, and 4 touchdowns.
The game was a joke. I didn't stay up for all of it because I got to the late hours. I'd had enough of football. David, all I would say, I would caution you, enjoy playing New Mexico. That game had no defense. I think it finished 61-42 or something like that. I can't take it serious.
Yeah, and it was midnight, and they were still playing.
Yeah,
it was a long game.
Still playing. It wasn't even halftime.
It was a long game. That is your college football blitz.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.